Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The circle of Trump insiders to be infected with coronavirus just got bigger. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany confirms she's tested positive, but she says she's not displaying symptoms. In a statement released a short time ago, McEnany says she had tested negative every day since Thursday and that she had no prior knowledge of White House aide Hope Hicks' diagnosis. McEnany also says the White House medical unit has determined that no members of the press would be deemed close contacts while she was infected. Well, contact tracing by the White House remains uncertain more than a week after President Trump hosted a ceremony for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Roughly a dozen people at that event have tested positive for coronavirus, including the president, who's been at Walter Reed since Friday. He's anxious to leave. As NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says doctors will decide today whether Trump's well enough to go home.
Mark Meadows says President Trump is ready to get back to work. Meadows told Fox and Friends the president improved overnight.
We're still optimistic that based on his unbelievable progress and how strong he's been in terms of his fight against this COVID-19 disease, that he will be released.
But the upbeat assessments provided by White House officials on Trump's condition have been conflicting with other facts that have emerged. Trump is receiving experimental treatments, including steroids, that are typically only used for the most serious cases. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Today marks the beginning of the Supreme Court's new term with that one justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died last month. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on what's before the court.
The first case today involves a fight over water between Texas and New Mexico. Of course, disputes between states go directly to the Supreme Court. And the second case is all about judges who sit on the highest courts in Delaware. Their political affiliation, a requirement there be some political balance, how that clashes with the First Amendment.
The mayor of New York City is poised to hit the pause button on reopenings in the wake of new outbreaks. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Several parts of New York City, including sections of Brooklyn and Queens, may have to shut schools, both public and private, as well as non-essential businesses amid a spike in the number of new coronavirus infections. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's a crucial step the city must take to prevent further spread of the virus.
In these nine zip codes we're particularly concerned about in Brooklyn and Queens, it's time, I believe fundamentally, having really looked at the data carefully and worked with our public health officials, it's time for us to rewind, to take some of the steps we took before that worked.
De Blasio is also proposing to suspend indoor dining for up to a month. The proposed rollbacks must be approved by the state.
This is NPR. The ACLU of Nebraska is now filing a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Omaha, its chief of police, and one police captain regarding the treatment of Black Lives Matter protesters, including the mass arrest of nearly 130 individuals in July. Emily Chen Newton in Omaha reports the ACLU is representing a Black-led grassroots organization and eight individuals detained in that mass protest.
Nebraska's ACLU is claiming police brutality suppressed free speech this past summer in Omaha. The plaintiffs are some of those detained in the July mass arrest, including a journalist, a legal observer, and an out-of-town bystander arrested after stepping out of her hotel to watch the march. Executive Director of the ACLU of Nebraska, Danielle Conrad.
When police cross the line and violate individuals' civil liberties, the courts step in, and we are looking forward to our day in court.
The ACLU is seeking to halt the use of tear gas on nonviolent protesters, as well as court intervention on the city ordinances that allowed for the mass arrest to happen. For NPR News, I'm Emily Chen Newton in Omaha.
Against the backdrop of record unemployment in the U.S., the services sector is showing encouraging signs. The Institute for Supply Management finds that places like restaurants and department stores collectively grew in September for a fourth month in a row, a period during which businesses gradually reopened from a pandemic-induced shutdown. This is NPR.